Hey, Shapley family, this is Master Coordinator Kathy Minsky coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. Every week on this call, we bring you information and ideas from the most seasoned field leaders and new emerging business leaders from across the country, and today is no exception. I hope that each of you is incorporating these calls as part of your team training. We encourage our team members to download every call from the Shapley Members Center onto their desktop or iPod and listen to each one several times. They create great discussions on team calls and inspire new builders that fast track is real and they can do it. Our subject today is social marketing, and I have a very special guest who will be sharing how she is incorporating social marketing to grow her Shapley business. For me, internet tools have been part of my personal recruiting and training process for over 14 years. But new Web 2.0 tools have opened this avenue to anyone with free and simple ways to connect new and old friends and opening up new possibilities to expand your customer and builder base. Our special guest today, Ashley Valandry, is no stranger to most of you. She has been featured on Member Center as a rising star. Ashley is 23 years old and comes from Arlington, Massachusetts, but let's let her tell you a little bit about herself. Ashley, before we get started, please say hi to the folks on the call.
Hi, Shapley family. I'm so excited to be on the call with you tonight.
Well, we're excited to have you, Ashley, and I know that you're ready. So let's begin by finding out a little bit more about you. You finished college and had a lot of options. What attracted you to a career in Shapley?
Oh, my gosh. Where do I begin? So many things attracted me to a career in Shapley. First, I've been using Shapley products for over 12 years. I've admired Shapley's corporate integrity and their unwavering commitment to preserving the environment and upholding all of Dr. Shapley's founding principles ever since. I've always used the products, and I've always loved the products. I'm also privileged to have some of the most amazing upline, who ever since I met them when I was 11 have taught me much more than just how to build a Shapley business. They've showed me since the very beginning what it's like to be part of the Shapley family and what that really means. Through them, I was also able to see how it is possible to have a lucrative career, help other people in a valuable way, and actually have the time to spend with friends and family. It's because of all these things that I knew I eventually wanted to build the Shapley business. I just never thought it would be right when I graduated from college. It wasn't until I heard Roger speak at the Global Conference in 2006 about his vision and where he wanted to take Shapley that I realized I didn't have to wait until I got older. Until then, I really started as something that was kind of like what older people did and something that was never really done outside of someone's local geographical network. After hearing Roger speak, I realized that Shapley had finally made it into the 21st century, and it was absolutely something I wanted to be a part of now, and not have to wait until I worked my life away doing something else to start my business.
Wow. Ashley, that is awesome, and you're an inspiration to everyone. Starting with Shapley at 11 years old, boy, that really gave you a vision for what you're doing. So actually, our subject today is social marketing. It's a big subject. And so let's see how you and I are going to cram about 6 hours worth of information into the next 30 minutes. We're going to give the folks a few tips that they can use to incorporate social media in their business building efforts. So let's begin by telling us, what is social media?
Well, it's definitely a huge subject, but I think we can break it down pretty simply tonight. I guess I would define social media as places where conversations happen, where relationships are built, and where information is shared. These social media sites transform people from content consumers, where we would normally sit in front of a TV or read a paper and consume and retain information, with the exception of, say, the editorial column in a newspaper, to a place where people are actually the content producers, where now we're able to greatly influence the content being shared and choose what content we plug into. It's almost like a giant editorial column, with the ability to reach people on a much larger scale and in a more interesting and effective way, and in a way that can generate and foster continued conversation, which is extremely valuable to us as Shapley distributors.
Wow, that's excellent. Okay, good explanation of social media. So now that we kind of know what it is, where do you go? What sites do you suggest, for example, to somebody who's getting started, and why those sites?
Well, I would suggest getting started with Facebook and LinkedIn. They're both very quick and easy to set up, and in the setup process, they both take you through a step-by-step process to help you get started and set up your profile, and they'll actually help you find contacts who are already using those sites as well. They're both an amazing way to instantly reconnect with people you know and meet people you don't know who may have similar interests or be involved with the same organizations as you. Once you conquer Facebook and LinkedIn, you can't leave out Twitter. It's certainly going to become an extremely prevalent and becoming people's source of news and information going further. If you're wondering what Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter are, I like to break down Facebook and Twitter by relating them to a newspaper. With Facebook, you get the whole newspaper. You have the headlines, the stories, and the pictures. Twitter is just the headlines. It's a free flow of constant headlines about people and topics that you're interested in. And LinkedIn is like a virtual professional networking expo. You're able to promote yourself through your professional and educational experience and accomplishments.
Wow, that's excellent. I know Twitter's been a real important part of mine. I have over 20,000 followers, and that's a big part of the people that I get to know and meet and how I connect with people, so I understand how important that is. Now, one question I often get asked is people are a little bit afraid of, you know, learning and using these tools, that it's mainly going to take a lot of time. How much time do you spend on social media activities, and what do you do in that time?
Well, just like Shackley, social media sites are a learn-as-you-go kind of thing. The sooner you'll get on them, the sooner you'll pick them up. And just like Shackley, you're going to learn everything. You're not going to learn everything at once. And maybe there'll be some things that you never learn at all. But also, just like Shackley, there's really no risk involved. When I use Shackley Media for my IPAs, I spend about 35 minutes on them a day. I make sure I do what I signed on to do. And that can be anything from inviting people to events and one-on-ones to member follow-ups and sharing information or other media related to Shackley.
That's excellent. And now, kind of let's fit this more into what people are more familiar with in Shackley. Shackley has identified, you know, 7 steps that anyone needs to take in order to successfully build a Shackley business, whether it's online or offline. How do you use the social media process to complete your 7-step process?
I use social media as just another tool to complete the 7-step process. Let's start with Dream. One of the biggest things I want to do is travel. I use social media to talk to my friends and family about where they've traveled and where they may want to go and share pictures of different places and really get excited together. And Commit, our team uses social media for accountability and to make sure we stay on track and stick to our commitments. Third step, list, and this is a big one. Just as you would use your holiday card list and your address book, on these sites you're able to use your friend list and your email address book. And you're able to meet some people and grow your business as well. And invite, this is one of the steps I do the most on social media sites. Just as you call up a friend and invite them over for a one-on-one or an in-home, you can message a friend and invite them on these sites and even create event pages where they're able to share event information with their friends and you can share pictures from past events and really start to generate a buzz about what you do and how fun your events are. Step 5 is share. And I love this because on Facebook you can share the same piece of information with all of your friends at once just by posting it on your page. And then your friends can comment on it and really get other people excited. And it's great because the information isn't always coming from you. They post about products they love, and then they're giving you real-life testimonials from people you know writing on your page, and they're getting other people excited. Just another way Shackley makes our job easier are all the fun videos that Shackley has on their YouTube channel and their member center. Those are great things to share on social media sites with friends. You can also share the presentations and experiences and pictures from different Shackley events, and it really creates a fun buzz about Shackley. And sponsor, most of my sponsoring I've done has started on a social media site where someone's come to me because of what I've posted, or I've been able to invite them to an event I may not have otherwise invited them to, but it was easy because I was connected to them online. And the last step, teach. It's so easy to teach my team on social media sites because they can just watch what I do. We all use the same events to invite people, and we can all stay up to date with one another and on the same page.
Excellent. That just fits in perfectly with every step in Shackley. You don't have to do every step online, but it's great to know that you could do all or any of the 7 steps totally online. I want to talk about step 3 specifically, which actually we all know is you can't build a big business without having a big list of prospects to talk to. So first let's talk about building your list specifically. How do you go about finding and identifying a potential prospect who's online?
Well, Kathy, I think this is really important. And I think this is where a lot of people start to tense up and get nervous about using the Internet. I find potential prospects online the same way I would in person. I listen. I listen to what we talk about, either through messages or posts. I listen for their needs and their interests, and I assess how they manage time and relationships and determine if and how I feel Shackley could be a fit for them.
Perfect. Okay. So let me just ask this question, because many people tell me that they kind of struggle with this idea of, you know, you've made a connection, somebody's joined your Facebook or something else. When do you move the conversation from kind of that getting to know you that you do to Shackley? some people, you know, bring up the business or products too soon, and that will turn off a prospect. But others feel like they maybe wait too long, and then it becomes sort of unnatural. So tell us about how and when you bring Shackley into the conversation.
Again, it's pretty much the same way I would as if I was in person or on the phone. I probably give it about 5 to 10 messages or exchanges, and then I reference what we have been talking about. I reference the need that they've expressed, and then I introduce that I have something that I'm really excited about, and I think it might be able to help them with whatever their need is.
Perfect. Okay. Now, Shackley, really, as you said, has kind of gotten into this whole social media idea. As a matter of fact, Shackley has actually trademarked the name social marketing. So we know that that is something that Shackley is very interested in helping us with. And so over the last couple of years in particular, they began offering many online tools and lots of technology. So how are you incorporating the Shackley tools into your prospecting and even into your team training?
Shackley has great online tools for prospecting and training. For prospecting, our personal website is an amazing asset that we have completely at our disposal. I recommend working little by little to really customizing your website to represent you as best as possible. And put it out there as much as you can and give people a reason to want to come back to your site. Shackley also has online product catalogs and the FC4 Shackley YouTube channel where you're able to share almost all of the promotional videos that Shackley creates for us. Our entire member center and the library and all of the videos posted on our member center homepage under cool videos are great things to share with people as well. For training, I refer all of my product members and team members right to Shackley University. It has made such a tremendous difference in my business and is nearly a prerequisite to becoming part of my team.
Excellent. Okay. And so we've kind of gone through the process of where you're getting them, what do you say to them, when you kind of bring them into the idea of Shackley. Let's just say, you know, yay, you get a new builder. How are you then using social media sites as part of the training? We see you've incorporated Shackley University and many other things, but what else are you doing on social media to sort of keep that team cohesive, train them, and kind of get them through that process?
Well, I use the sites to connect to all of our team members and get our new team members as connected as quickly as possible. Social media sites, especially Facebook, are a great place to share pictures, events, news updates, and introduce people to one another and really create that feeling of team and the Shackley family. We also have on Facebook a Shackley University accountability team, so I immediately plug them into that and get them going.
Okay, and is that a private group? Do you set those up as private groups, or do you set that up as a public group? What do you recommend to a builder who's considering maybe incorporating some tools and some online social media into their training process?
Yeah, we have a public team group so that our team and all of our stuff that our team is doing and our events and that buzz can be created publicly, and we share that with everybody. And our accountability groups, like our Shackley accountability group, we keep that private so that we can have private conversation amongst ourselves and we're not overloading our Facebook friends with too much Shackley.
Excellent. Very good. And a good idea and good concept. Okay. So now let's just kind of say social media, it's really more part of the lives as people perceive it to be, as something that more younger people do. So talk a little bit about us over 40s. Where do we fit into this mix?
Well, I think the over 40s fit into this perfectly. Your potentially untapped network of people you used to know are crawling all over places like Facebook and LinkedIn. What a better way to get reconnected with one another and have the opportunity for such a natural lead into a conversation be. So what do you do now? What have you been up to? This is a way you don't have to wait around for an opportunity every 5, 10, or 15 years when a reunion comes around. You can have that opportunity every day.
Excellent. And you know what we're finding? I think the statistics show, Ashley, that basically the average Facebook user, the largest growing group in Facebook is people over 50. So your friends are there whether you're there or not, and you want to definitely participate in this because you're probably losing out on somebody if you're not out there letting yourself be known and seen by friends. Okay, Ashley, here's another question that I have, and boy, we're hearing a lot as you're looking at statistics of what's really happening online and what's going on, and particularly with young people today. One of the things that we're seeing is the fastest emerging online technology is mobile phone apps. I personally am an iPhone user. I'm in love with all the apps that I have on my phone. So tell me, what are you using mobile apps? Are you using them? How are they working? kind of what apps are you using that are really creating an efficiency on your team?
I am absolutely using mobile apps, and I can't wait for Shackley to come out with their first mobile app. I really don't know what I used to do without them. They're so tremendously useful. I use my Facebook app, LinkedIn, Twitter. I use them most importantly when I go out, and they allow me to take my business wherever I go. They make it so easy to update my statuses and reply to messages and just continue to stay in touch with all of my members, my prospects, and builders without having to actually be in front of a computer or on the phone to do it. I can read and respond to messages while I'm sitting in a waiting room waiting to go to an appointment, in line at the grocery store while I'm in the airport, or while I'm waiting to pick someone up, and other places where I would otherwise just be wasting time. It keeps me updated in what's going on with them as well, and it keeps me updated in real time, so I don't have to wait until Saturday afternoon to call someone to catch up.
Well, here's the fun part. Here we all thought all these young kids were just texting their friends, and now we find out that they're building their business while they're sitting there texting people. And so, actually, just to kind of expand on that just a little bit, explain what a mobile phone app is for someone who doesn't understand it.
Well, when you have a mobile phone, a smartphone like an iPhone, you can download basically the same application that you'd use on your computer, and you can use that and access it almost 100% as much as you would on your computer. So it's just like you're walking around with your computer. It's simple. It's the same thing.
Perfect. It's very quick. Okay, so as we're kind of winding down this, I want to just talk to you a little bit about the future of social media. You know, some people think it's a bit of a phenomenon, which means that they don't feel like the long-term future of it is there. Is this social media, is this kind of a passing fad, or do you think it's here to stay?
I think social media is here to stay and that it's only going to get bigger. If it was just a passing fad, Facebook would have never opened up and expanded as quickly as it had. As for what I see the future of social media's role in the recruiting process, I see social media as the future of the recruiting process. Everyone's finally catching on to what we do here at Shackley and what we've been doing for years. Trusting the consumer to refer the consumer. Now, with places like Yelp, Facebook, Twitter, and other sites, consumers' voices are being heard, listened to, and sought out. The recruiting process has never been more geared towards what we do in Shackley than it is now on social media sites. We share our story, and we meet people's needs. Social media is just another location to do that. These sites are growing, and they're here to stay.
Excellent, Ashley, and I absolutely agree. This is something that if you haven't done it, dip your toes in the water. You're going to get excited. You'll hook up with a friend, and you'll all of a sudden this whole world of possibilities opens to you that really hasn't been open to you before. So if you're not doing it, I suggest you get started at least by giving Facebook a try and beginning to learn a little bit about how to connect with people in social media. Well, Ashley, we're about out of time, but I do think in this short period of time we've given the folks some truly useful information on how to at least begin embracing social media tools if they haven't already. So let's ask, do you have any closing thoughts that you'd like to share with the folks about, about anything?
Sure. In closing, I would really like to emphasize that social media sites are just another place to do what we already do. We talk to people, we share our excitement, we build relationships, and we share information. Nothing changes about that on social media sites. Now, that's not to say you get on these sites and you become a massive Shackley billboard, just like you wouldn't march through the center of your town holding a Shackley banner singing the Land of And. It kind of reminds me of what I heard someone say once on a team-up call before, and I wish I knew who this person was, and I apologize, and that is, if you are comfortable, you aren't growing. So social media sites make you uncomfortable, sign up for Facebook and LinkedIn and create a profile. And follow the steps to find your contacts of your own that you might already know on these sites. If you're already on the sites, find a way to step out of your comfort zone. Maybe that's messaging an old friend to go out and catch up first, or invite that person to an in-home. Or maybe you see that your friend just had a baby or a grandchild. Reach out to them. But do it in the same way you would if you picked up the phone or saw them in the store. Make it personal, because after all, you're still recognizing a personal need. Tonight, we're all listening to this call because we're looking to grow our businesses. Like Dr. Shackley said, see the people, see the people, see the people. Dr. Shackley's model of building businesses through our networks is exactly what Facebook and LinkedIn and other sites allow us to do. So go see the people and grow your businesses, and let's together become the first company to win a Nobel Peace Prize. And let's become the largest force for positive social change in the world. Thanks, Kathy, and thank you, Shackley family, and go have a great Shackley week.
Well, thanks, Ashley. This has been a great call, and you've been a fantastic guest. And I know that every person listening has picked up at least a few great tips on how to incorporate social media into their recruiting and their training process. And just a reminder, every week, guys, these calls are filled with inspiration and information that's going to move you and your team just a little closer to success. So be sure and not miss a single one. Congratulations to everyone who is participating in Team Up and Fast Track. Ashley and I wish you every success as you walk or race through this process. Have a successful and a prosperous Shackley day. Thanks, everyone.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC, income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The Fast Track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.